This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, Joe. What a speech by Trump to be able to jam that much into 18 minutes.
10 pounds of sugar in a 5-pound bag?
Exactly. Holy cow, that was incredible. And look, the problem that Trump has right now is messaging.
Yes.
It's messaging. He assumed everybody knew what he was doing and they just stopped messaging. And the reason I had Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen Polling on last week was he's been doing a media tour. You know, he's getting terrible numbers for Trump on the economy. Trump, by the way, is doing great in every other category, but terrible numbers for Trump on the economy. And what he was finding was nobody has any idea what Trump's doing. People were even angry that Trump is spending all this time, you know, in foreign countries and doing what look like foreign policy things. He's cutting tariff deals. He's cutting trade deals. He's rebuilding the economy. No one had any clue because they just stopped messaging. There's no coordinated messaging campaign. If you don't listen to talk radio, you literally have no idea what's going on in this country. And it was absolutely abysmal. Now, what he's actually doing is amazing, and that's what's so frustrating for those of us who chronicle it every day. And what we're getting set up for, Lee, is what we saw in the last Trump administration. And I'll never forget it. Do you remember me talking about the stack I had? It was a foot and a half high.
Oh, yeah.
Of economic records set by Donald Trump. Smash record, smash record, smash record. Again and again and again and again. China had to unleash COVID to stop it. Or was that the Pentagon, the Democrats? Not sure. Anyway, I think it was all three. But they literally had to unleash COVID to stop him from hitting 30,000, which at the time was a massive milestone in the stock market. He's going to do it again. But when did Trump hit all these milestones last time? Because see, I actually remember this. It was not in year one. Obama had left a mess. It was not in year one. We did not begin to see them until year two. And so Trump literally is going around the world to the point where I'm afraid he's killing himself. They've got to make him take a day off. Like at least one day, just sleep I mean, he's looking at Truth Social and he's posting at 3 a.m. I'm like, dear God, guy, I just got out of bed. I'm a lot younger than you, you know, but get some sleep and give yourself a heart attack. That's how hard he has worked. The trade deals he's cut have been amazing. And most of the stuff he's done is going to begin to hit like popcorn next year. Pop, 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 pop. Everything from prescription drug prices is going to come down. The deals he has negotiated, the trade deals, the $18 trillion of investment, all of it. The largest tax refunds ever seen in America. The total impact of the big, beautiful bill, which, Lee, we have not seen yet. That doesn't take effect until January. And so the Democrats, who literally created this inflation disaster, mm-hmm. are out there taking advantage of the gap.
Yeah.
The fact that a lot of this hasn't hit yet, and it won't hit because the big, beautiful bill cover starts in January.
And a smart messaging move on their part. Got to give them credit.
Might as well, because Trump's asleep at the switch. Yeah. At least his administration is on this. Shame on Susie Wiles. Shame on all of them. They should be messaging better because they're getting the job done. I really think the messaging's fallen to the wayside because they're working so hard. Because that first term was stolen from them by James Comey, Russia collusion hoax, and all the Republicans who went along with it, like Trey Gowdy, who hilariously is now pretending he got to the bottom of it. Love watching his show. I just like bust out laughing sitting here. Okay, but whatever. In an alternative universe. But and all these Republicans who pushed it are now, Lindsey Graham was a key one of those, pretending that they're Trump's best friend and they didn't steal his first term from him. Well, they did. And they knew the whole damn time it was fake. They didn't care. It was the thing to do. Keep the investigations going. Destroy Trump. Destroy the term. Stop him. Trump has now got to cram 2 terms of economic progress in 1 term, and he's doing it, he's doing the work, but he forgot the messaging. And he crammed the messaging into 18 minutes last night. It really was, Newt Gingrich said, an unbelievable speech, and I'm going to play parts of it. Lee, I do this for a living. There was stuff in that speech I didn't even know he'd done.
Yeah.
That's how bad the messaging is, the communication. I had no idea. And I think what they do is they put a press release out. I get them every day. And the media just ignores it for the most part and whines of complaints, including Fox Business. And then, you know, nobody knows. And they think they've told people. So what I hope is that Trump's figured out here, look, just doing this one speech, it's not enough. He needs to repeat what he said yesterday over and over and over and over and over.
And everybody in the administration needs to do the same thing.
And I know this is going to sound crazy. It would help if the Republican Party would help, too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Boy, that
if there
sounds
could be
crazy,
some messaging from, like, I don't know, Republican leadership.
You know, the Speaker of the House, the, you know, mm-hmm. Senate Majority Leader. Oh, come on, Tara. Come on now.
And, you know, if you look at the messaging, Democrats would never do this. The messaging's been really good from Mike Johnson on what the Republicans in Congress are doing. But there's no messaging from them. There's no coordinated messaging on what Trump's doing.
Yeah.
People have no idea. And it was so bad. In Mark Mitchell's polling for Rasmussen, people thought Trump, they see him all over the world. You know, they thought he was doing weird, foreign policy things. No, he's rebuilding the economy. We've never had what he's doing is what China does. China goes around the world and advocates for Chinese interests, cutting Belt and Road deals, cutting all kinds of economic deals, securing rare earth minerals, setting themselves up for the future, while Democrats were busy not only not doing that, but undermining us here in America.
But also giving themselves access to ports and bases and other infrastructure in places around the world, whether it's Africa, Southeast Asia, South America, Central America.
All of that has to be done.
Yeah.
Just the basics of what would a president do who wanted to build an economy? It has to be done, and it needs to be done. In fact, I would say it has not been done in my lifetime, really. I mean, George W. Bush didn't do it either. Yeah. So that's why you can go out and in less than a year cut $18 trillion to trade deals. Nobody bothered before. It just simply wasn't done.
Yeah.
And the other thing he's doing here, Lee, this is so important because I've been doing this since he was running on this. The one mistake he made, and I've been saying this throughout the year, was saying, I'm going to fix prices right away.
Yeah.
You can't. And he would conflate that with, oh, I'm going to fix inflation right away. Well, people think inflation and prices are the same thing.
Right.
They're not.
No.
He has fixed inflation.
Yes.
It is he's at a historically low inflation right now of around 2.5%. That's
which
good.
Which is close to what the accepted financial theory is around 2% is actually the goal. But yes, we're getting there.
Anything between 2 and 3 is fine. Right. When you start to get to 2.8, 2.9, then, like, you know, that's the warning signals go off. He's got it at 2.5. Historically normal, sure, I'd love to be at 2. I agree with you. But he hasn't explained this. He has brought inflation down. He cannot bring prices down, except in a few narrow categories, like something weird was going on with eggs. Why? Because Biden was running around slaughtering chickens for no reason.
Right.
They were trying to get avian flu started so they could have another COVID is what they were doing. They're trying to scare people. They were killing chickens, it turns out, for like literally no reason. And that's that was a government-created, Democrat-created disaster. So Trump ended that. And gas prices come down a little. It's good. That's going to get better with all of the drilling that's been expedited here. And also the natural gas drilling that's been expedited here. You're going to see this hit in year 2 and year 3. It's going to be phenomenal. History is prelude. We saw it in the last Trump administration. He just did so much, he forgot. He loves this country so much. You can see what he does. I criticize him when he's bad. But, man, he's got... He has busted his ass for us.
I have never seen an administration move at the speed.
No, I haven't either.
And you look at the, I mean, you've seen administrations who've been concentrating on maybe social justice or the economy or defense or whatever. But this administration is moving at warp speed on every single issue. Now, you know, obviously folks are going to have disagreements with exactly what the end goal is and how we get there. That's what goes on in the world. But still, the amount of speed and the breadth of which this administration is working on the challenges that face this country is stunning.
Yes.
We've never seen anything like this. Heck, JF Kennedy, as young as he was as a president, didn't move at this speed.
No. I've been saying I'm afraid he's going to kill himself trying to save this country.
Well,
I don't mean that as a downer. I'm like literally worried about his health. That's how hard he's working. I see it every day because I watch the news cycle all day long.
One quick point, and I'm glad you mentioned that, the news cycle. That's and you sort of alluded to this. I think that's part of the Trump problem, is that he is in a world where he hears what Fox says, he hears what CNN says, he hears what, you know, is being covered in the news. And I think that he makes comments sometimes that if you are right on top of things like you and other national personalities are in this business, and somebody that is very connected to the news and the politics and the immediacy of what's going on, you know exactly what he's talking about. But the average American, or even the slightly above average American consumer, news consumer, is not really clued into what he's talking about.
No. No, he did that with the H-1B visa comments. Yes. That was an absolute disaster. Because in his mind, he's already attached a $100,000 fee for just the application. Doesn't mean you're getting approved, right?
Right.
And then you had the H-1B visa applications slam into a wall, right? Like they just stopped. Well, he assumes everyone knows he did that. Yeah. Nobody knew he did that.
Right.
He goes on Laura Ingraham and she's asking him about, you have to bring these H-1Bs into these factories. He assumes she's talking about the Arizona factory. He can't think of another one where they're bringing in a bunch of H-1Bs. Well, we have to bring the Taiwanese in because we're moving chip manufacturing of our most complex chips from Taiwan to here. You have to bring them for a couple of years to set the factory up and train the workers.
So that's the only place where they were doing this on a mass scale.
And he's like, well, we have to bring them in. We, you know, they're smart. We got to bring them in. We need the knowledge. Well, he's right. But he didn't realize no one had the background to understand what he was talking about. And understand what he did in Arizona. It's actually hilarious. He has Taiwanese workers coming here and training Americans. Mm-hmm. So instead of foreigners, Americans training their replacements to replace them, he's got the replacements coming in to train the Americans to do the jobs. He's reversed that in Arizona. It's hilarious.
The script has been flipped.
Yeah, nobody, so that we can begin making these chips here again instead of in Taiwan. That protects them from Chinese predation and really takes away the reason for China to take that island and steal that tech. That's what they want. He assumed everybody knew. Nobody had a clue. I don't even figure it out for a couple of days. What the heck is he doing? So the good news, though, is that he has brought in Dick Morris. Remember Clinton's old advisor? One of the best messengers of my lifetime and most disciplined. And he's working with him. And I hope they'll keep Dick Morris on and keep Trump disciplined because he's got to sell this now every single day. Mm-hmm. But the thing that Trump said yesterday, some of them were amazing. And I want to let you know what they were. We've got a loaded plate today. Stick around. Coming up next.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good evening, America. 11 months ago, I inherited a mess.
Yeah.
And I'm fixing it.
I know.
When I took office, inflation was the worst in 48 years, and some would say in the history of our country, which caused prices to be higher than ever before, making life unaffordable for millions and millions of Americans. This happened during a Democrat administration, and it's when we first began hearing the word affordability. Our border was open, and because of this, our country was being invaded by an army of 25 million people, many who came from prisons and jails, mental institutions, and insane asylums. They were drug dealers, gang members, and even 11,888 murderers, more than 50% of whom killed more than one person. This is what the Biden administration allowed to happen to our country, and it can never be allowed to happen again. We had men playing in women's sports, transgender for everybody, crime at record levels with law enforcement, and words such as that just absolutely forbidden. We had the worst trade deals ever made, and our country was laughed at from all over the world. But they're not laughing anymore. Over the past 11 months, we have brought more positive change to Washington than any administration in American history. There's never been anything like it, and I think most would agree.
So Trump, for the first time, first of all, we haven't heard that from Trump in a long time. It's why people loved him. It's why they voted for him. He's been so busy doing the things he said he would do that he forgot to stop talking to America and assumed everybody knew. We didn't know. One of the most brilliant things he did in this speech, and this needs to happen again and again and again. By the way, the first, you know, place this began when I began talking about it was on the show, listening to The Economist, Peter St. Onge, and me saying for weeks, God, why aren't they talking about this? You dump 12 million illegals in here, real estate prices go through the roof. Rental prices go through the roof. Why aren't you talking about it? Yes, Democrats looted the Treasury and gave us 9% inflation, but then they gave us no way out because they dumped. I mean, folks, we only add about 1.8 million new housing units a year to this country. You dump 12 million illegals, another 1 million visa holders a year, and you allow another 12 to 13 million visa overstays. You're going to get 60% housing inflation or price increase, not inflation. And by the way, that's exactly the number that Trump's HUD department came up with. 62% of rental price increases, you know, for apartments, homes, rental homes, in the last 4 years because of illegal immigration. And what did Peter St. Onge point out, the economist? He said, oh, wow, look at this. Trump deported at the time it was 1.7 million. He said, rent stopped going up. It stopped going up. Rental inflation was 0.1%. Why? They were done. What's going on with used cars? He pointed that out too. Wow, remember how used car prices went like bonkers during Biden? There was no way to get a new car if your car broke down. The new cars were too expensive, so you could turn to used cars. They were almost as expensive. Why? Illegals. And Peter St. Onge said, what are we doing? Well, they sold, they're starting. It's the first thing they do before they get on a plane is they sell the car. What's going on with used car prices? They're stabilizing. Democrats did grievous damage to this country. And you understand, in their world, the more government, the poorer you are, the more government dependent that you are, the more powerful they get. And so they used they used illegal immigration as a tool of economic devastation. But yesterday, Trump finally said the thing I have been saying. I can't believe it came out of his mouth. It fell out of my chair. I said, yeah, God, please explain this. He used the term looted. They looted the Treasury. If you've been listening to me, I started saying they're going to loot. They're looting. What happens after a coup? They launched a coup. They stole the election. The junta always loots. The military always loots, except they're not smashing windows. They're printing money. Hold on with the money, with the music for just a second. I want to play this for you. He finally explains this. They looted the money and gave it to their friends, their Somali friends, their insurance company friends. They looted. I mean, this is Kamala Harris driving to Maryland for a ceremony to drop off a $7 billion, with a B, billion dollar check that EPA Director Lee Zeldin has now had to trace that money down. He's found it's gone through 5, 6, 7 Democrat-controlled NGOs, everybody taking 15, 20% off the top till there's nothing left. They were looting. That's why you got that interest rates that you did. That's why you got the inflation you did.
Here at home, we're bringing our economy back from the brink of ruin. The last administration and their allies in Congress looted our treasury for trillions of dollars.
They did.
Driving up prices and everything at levels never seen before. I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast. Let's look at the facts. Under the Biden administration, car prices rose 22% and in many states, 30% or more. Gasoline rose 30 to 50%. Hotel rates rose 37%. Airfares rose 31%. Now under our leadership, they are all coming down and coming down fast. Democrat politicians also sent the cost of groceries soaring, but we are solving that too. The price of a Thanksgiving turkey was down 33% compared to the Biden last year. The price of eggs is down 82% since March, and everything else is falling rapidly. And it's not done yet, but boy, are we making progress. Nobody can believe what's going on.
Donald Trump. Not wrong. Doing more to save the world, more to save the country than any human being in a year that I've ever seen, including even the great Ronald Reagan. But he was so busy, he forgot to do one thing. Tell the American people what he was up to. Explain how we got here. And also what he's doing to fix it. And he hasn't done that in a long time. What he told people on the campaign trail was, well, I'm going to fix prices on day one. I said, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't. You can fix inflation. You can't fix prices. And I've been saying for weeks and weeks and weeks, no, the only way to fix this mess, we do not want prices to go down. That would be deflationary. That would be a major recession. We don't want that. What we want is wages to catch up with the Biden-inflated prices. And that's exactly what Donald Trump explained. We're going to do that.
Here are just some of the efforts that we have underway. You will see in your wallets and bank accounts in the new year. After years of record-setting falling incomes, our policies are boosting take-home pay at a historic pace. Under Biden, real wages plummeted by $3,000. Under Trump, the typical factory worker has seen a wage increase of $1,300. For construction workers, it's $1,800. For miners, we're bringing back clean, beautiful coal. It's $3,300. And for the first time in years, wages are rising much faster than inflation. Remember that. The wages, just look at it. Wages are going up much faster than inflation. How big is that? Very importantly, there are more people working today than at any time in American history, and 100% of all jobs created since I took office have been in the private sector. Think of that. 100% of all jobs have been in the private sector rather than government, which is the only way to make a country powerful and great.
When you look at the numbers that came out yesterday in the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it was unbelievable. Under Joe Biden, 46% of jobs went to foreign-born, 54% went to Americans. And the foreign-born getting jobs was increasing by 25%. The American-born getting jobs was increasing by 6%. So you can see the direction that was going. We were very quickly heading, even according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, to a point where more foreign-born in America would get what jobs there were. It was already almost half. And folks, in a country where you only create 60 to 115,000 jobs a month, and Trump's working on that, and you bring in a million people just on visas, never mind the 12 million illegals, that doesn't work. You get massive wage suppression. You get a lot of unemployed people. You get massive fraud to put the illegals and the immigrants who are not supposed to be on welfare on welfare. You get the mess that we had. How do you get out of this? You got to grow the economy. You got to keep inflation historically average or low. It's at 2.5 right now. And you got to build the economy at an unbelievable rate. He is, and I don't even think most Americans even know it.
This historic trend will continue. Already, I've secured a record-breaking $18 trillion of investment into the United States, which means jobs, wage increases, growth, factory openings, and far greater national security. Much of this success has been accomplished by tariffs. My favorite word, tariffs, which for many decades have been used successfully by other countries against us, but not anymore. Companies know that if they build in America, there are no tariffs, and that's why they're coming home to the USA in record numbers. They're building factories and plants at levels we haven't seen, AI, automobiles. We're doing what nobody thought was even possible, not even remotely possible. There has never, frankly, been anything like it.
This needs to be explained to the American people day in and day out and day in and day out. He continued.
1 year ago, our country was dead. We were absolutely dead. Our country was ready to fail, totally failed. Now, we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. And that's said by every single leader that I've spoken to over the last 5 months. Next year, you will also see the results of the largest tax cuts in American history.
Yes.
That were really accomplished through our great, big, beautiful bill, perhaps the most sweeping legislation ever passed in Congress. We wrapped 12 different bills up into one beautiful bill. That includes no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security for our great seniors. Under these cuts, many families will be saving between $11,000 and $20,000 a year, and next spring is projected to be the largest tax refund season of all time.
Yeah, and folks, that you want to talk about how do you boost families. You don't send them a welfare check and tell them to vote Democrat and stay home. You reward work. You want to get, you would like to earn tax-free, cool, work overtime. Work, 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 work. There's dignity in work. You work overtime. You're the guy who's like, yeah, I'm going to work overtime. I love that tax-free money because it's such a much bigger check. And guess what happens if you're the guy volunteering to do that? When it comes time for them to choose a new shift manager, guess who goes to the front of the line? It's the guy you can depend on to do, you know, the extra shifts. Cover him. That's what you reward finally. I was so excited of this. I waited tables for years to pay my bills, paid my college bills off waiting tables. And, you know, we were at a restaurant over the weekend and, you know, the guy kind of low-key said, you know, love if you'd pay me in cash. You know, and we, you know what he's doing. He's not saying it, but he's doing it. And I said, this is going to be so great next year. No tax on tips. You're not going to have to do this. You're going to be able to legitimately, you know, earn your tips. Government shouldn't be keeping that. Now, we just need to slash the spending, obviously. But I mean, that what he said there about the $11,000, I didn't even know that. I mean, I knew that they were cutting taxes on Social Security tips over time. I knew that, but I had no idea it would be $11,000 to $20,000 for these families. Like, that is a messaging disaster. That's not a policy disaster. If I do this and I didn't know that, so they need to be out there every, one day's not enough, every single day explaining this, because otherwise they're creating a vacuum for the Democrats' lies. Folks, a time will come if the left is allowed to get back into power, where if you are the right people, you will be allowed to commit crimes up to murder. If you are killing the right people, if you're robbing the right people, if you're persecuting the right people, if you're burning the homes of the right people to the ground. I'm sorry, we already did that one. It was called the Summer of Love. $2 billion worth of damage is documented by the insurance agencies, industry, I should say. The only other incident that did that level of economic damage to the country was also perpetrated by the Democrats. It was called the Civil War. After that, $2 billion of damage in the Summer of Love by the Democrats. Folks, it became okay to burn businesses down because the person who owns a business is obviously a capitalist and his building should burn down. Why? Because we're mad. We've already been there. We watched Democrat prosecutors dismiss the charges against a lot of the people who did that. In fact, the first time that that happened, you'll remember, was not during the Summer of Love. It was the Trump inauguration. Whole blocks of D.C. burned. And then the federal prosecutors quietly dismissed those charges. It is not inconceivable that a time will come when a mass shooter who is believed to be found to be of the right political persuasion will be allowed to remain free. I'm not saying that's going on at Brown University, but I'm saying it's sure starting to look like a whole lot of political correct. That will happen. That will come. It will happen. If they have power for long enough. But it sure is starting to look like a whole lot of political correctness is getting in the way of catching this shooter. A Latino radio personality, did you see this yesterday? Confronted the leadership there in Rhode Island, saying that the reason there was no video cameras, according to his... Sorry, my... computer's barely working, can almost not control it this morning. Saying that his sources tell him that the video cameras were taken down to comply with sanctuary city laws. And that's why the shooter obviously knew the route to go to not be filmed coming out of that building. This is bombshell stuff. I'm going to tie it all together with Brown University coming up next.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.